Vayigash Eilav Yehuda. Pasuk says that Yehuda was gosh in front of Yosef. He came in front of Yosef. You find this lashon in the Rekeach says in other places. By Aliyah Navi, it says there was a Hagosha, a coming forward of the Rekeach. Brought over here, the Amal and Simon Tadihei says Halacha. Yeshayimim kishayimid lispalel yelech lefanav shalish psias. Supposed to take 3 steps forward when you come to David. Derech kira vagofsha the davish tzarich lasos. It shows a certain hiskarvus. In other words, you're already standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Lechaira, Yehuda, Esther Keach, was already standing in front of Yosef. He was talking to Yosef. So what does it mean, Vayigash Eilav Yehuda? He was standing there anyways and talking to him. So what does it mean he came for it? Because he was trying to impress upon himself, he was trying to be intimidated. He says, Vayigash Eilav Yehuda, I'm not talking to you, when I get this close, it's a little bit more intimidating. So it's the same idea, Kivyachal, Lahavdil, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is that you're standing everywhere in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Wherever you're standing, and you're davening, you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But you do a Hagosha, which shows more of a skyvis, it makes an impression on yourself. Makes the impression that I'm trying to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I take 3 steps forward to show that I was already in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm showing I'm trying to get closer. I decide today we'll take a break off, a week off from our normal talich of Inyanei Choshen Mishpat, and maybe talk about, I have this paper here, and in all the different establishments that I talk and I give shiur, so I have for each place a paper, and I write down the shaylas that I got in that place. Over here I have the list of shaylas that I got from Rabbi Center's establishment, all the tefillah shaylas. I have different papers of you guys, you don't know. I have a paper, it's all you see on these, I say. They're all different things. So this is the tefillah paper. Maybe one day I'll take out the kashrus paper, and one day this is the one miyuchad over here for this establishment. Common questions, misconceptions that arose in Yonei tefillah. For example, and again, what's negayah? The first question was I was asked talking these in Yonei of the 3 steps. And a lot of these shaylas there, to me, mystic shaylas, that, you know, you've been doing something for so long, and you know how to do it, because this is how you were told. And sometimes it's takin hamafirsh and mishnah berurah, and the person will come to me and ask me, and I'll say, no, zikr hazeh, there's no shayla. Right? So, for example, somebody asked me like this. He asked me, when do you take the 3 steps back? So I asked him a different question. Where does it say you have to take 3 steps back? All you saw today was that you have to take 3 steps forward. So Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Tadihei. He says, well, maybe there are some shittas that hold you don't really have to take 3 steps back. And he brings down, but Dominic, Dal Yabab, he says, you take 3 steps back, I guess, because it has to have some type of a roshim. So if you're not going to take the 3 steps back, it won't have the roshim of taking the 3 steps forward. Okay, fine. But when do you do all this? Now, I must tell you, so he asked me, but Tamimus, when do you do it? No? So I asked, when do you do it? You weren't the one that asked. So why do you do it? When do you do it? Before Baruch Shamar? When do you do it? When do you do it? You want to have the other one? When do you do it? No? When do you do it? What did you do this morning? So when do you take the 3 steps forward? After what? Tell me exactly when you do it. Do you do it after Kali Yisrael?
Yeah.
What about the Hefzik? Doesn't it say that you have to say Baruch Atah? You had your chance, okay? Doesn't it say you have to do while? Much better, right? So my Shulchan Aruch says. So I must tell you. I'm going to tell you what I did. I looked at all these shaylas. Most of them I just wrote down, and I don't know what I answered the person b'shas ma'aseh. And then last night, I was looking through them, and I was going, I have to come in a much more educated fashion and be able not just to say, this is why you do it. Why? Because I said so. It's not such an answer. It works with my wife, but not going to necessarily work over here. But, so I started looking up these channels. I started thinking, when do I go back, and when do I go? So I stand up. That's already brought in the Mishnah Berurah. I stand up at Tilos the Kelel Yoy. That's when I stand up. Okay. And then, when do I walk back? Okay, so walk back in Nishkeferlech, I'll do it like him. I'll walk back in, somewhere in that Tkufa. Okay, that's Nishkeferlech, it's Tilos the Kelel Yoy, and Baruch HaMavayirach Nishkeferlech. But Shaz, when do you take the 3 steps forward? So I'll tell you what I did yesterday at Ma'ariv. And then I'll tell you what I did today at Shachris. Yesterday at Ma'ariv, I took the 3 steps back before Gal Yisrael. So that when I got to the point of Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, this is what I always thought, I'll be able to start Miyad. And where did that come from? It comes from Kimat the Mishnah Berurah. There's no Mishnah Berurah on this specific thing, which is also part of the mystery. Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about this thing. But that's what I always did. Because Mishnah Berurah says, when you get to Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, life stops. It's just you and the Baruch Atah, there's nothing else going on. You know that fellow, at that point he gets to Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, all of a sudden he's fixing up the darton and breaks down the Nantuch the Gartel, and he's talking. all the different noises and this, and he's fixing payas, and he's turning off cell phones and this. Once you get to Baruch HaTashem, Gali Sam, that all had to be taken care of, Rabbi Yisai. That should have been taken care of maybe before Baruch Hashem, but that has to be taken care of before Baruch HaTashem, Gali Sam. That's a first in the Mishabura. You can't start fixing your throat and fixing your pants and fixing your death. It's not the time for that, Rabbi Yisai. It's not the matzah. It always bothers me. It's a clash of Yid. I always see, he gets to Baruch HaTashem, Gali Sam. He starts with the jacket and then this, and he's talking, it's Aslabatka, because I have no problem with that, but do it before. Once you get Baruch HaTashem Gal Yisrael, then you're supposed to be already dressed. You're supposed to be already proper. The tie is supposed to be up. Those are the matzah. Good. So I always thought it's the same thing with the legs, with the feet. I'm not supposed to be walking. So another thing, it says in Mishabura, is Hashem Svasai Tiftach, that's the start of life itself, Rabbi Yisai. And that's not the point to be saying, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, to be walking around, that's the start of Shemar. We'll see in a moment that Rav Moshe held, we'll see right now, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zichrei Levracha held, what the Bir Halachic was Mesupik about, and Vadai. And ain't Sufik Moitzi Medei Vadai. The Bir Halachic is not sure. Let's say you forgot to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach. You forgot it. Right? It happens. These things happen. You know, I after you'll see this paper, you'll learn to add. Don't ask how these things happen. But I think I hate this. So you forgot to say Hashem says. So Mishabura says, don't know if you guys say. I don't know. Maybe they were misakin. It's a chelik of Shemana Esrei, right? To prepare yourself for Shemana Esrei and say, please Hashem, give me siyat Shemai to help me daven. And if you didn't ask for that help, maybe it's a chelik of Shemana Esrei, maybe not Yaitse. Say. Mishabura says, I'm not sure. Rav Moshe was sure. You're not Yaitse. So Hashem Svasai Tiftach is such an integral chelik of Shemana Esrei that's it. It's a chelik. So Ravani can't at that point be tucking yourself in, be taking steps, that for sure. But the shard is between Gal Yisrael and Hashem Svasai Tiftach. No? So last night at Ma'ariv, that's what I did. I went forward, I took these steps, and I started Shemana Esrei. No? Last night, late at 2 o'clock in the morning, looking around, I can't find, there's no Mishnah Berurah about this. There's no Mishabura. It doesn't say when to take the steps. I found in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur says that when you take the three steps, he says, you say, after Baruch HaTashem, Goal Yisrael. So it's all the Tila David has to catch it. Why? Why is he not absent? He says, no, Tzarech HaTfila, it's okay. Now, what does he mean? He agrees you can't start tucking yourself in. That's Mefershin Mishabura. That's the first in the Parsman. You can't start tucking yourself in. You can't start fixing your collars and this. So, I guess, with this understanding, the Hagasha of preparing yourself for that Tzura, that you're coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Skarvis, that the idea of what I'm doing when I'm taking these three steps. I know there's a person just time taking three steps, nothing, maybe not. But if he knows he's taking the three steps as a way of getting now, I'm coming to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needs that as the preparation for Shemoneh Esrei. So then that's not a hefsek, and L'chari, that's what he should do. I don't know. That's what you do. That's what you said right after Baruch HaTashem Gal Yisrael. So I changed, and I did that this morning at Shachris. Again, we'll never know. Maybe tonight we'll find something else. That's what I found so far that the Kitzur says. That's one thing. I want to tell you where I came from, my mistake, my stomach came from. So Rav Moshe has a truth about something else. Rav Moshe talks about that if a person's davening for the Amid, let's say Mincha, or is davening Ma'ariv. So Rav Moshe says that he should take the three steps before the Kaddish. He should take the three steps back. He's the Shlich Tzibur. He should take the three steps back before the Kaddish. I think also, all of us should, at the point of Kaddish, also maybe have taken the three steps back and the three steps forward by the time when the Kaddish ends. Now, the Vart of Maisha says is because the Kaddish is already, that's the Aschola of the Shemoneh Esrei, even though in the Paiskim it's the opposite, it's the Gemara of the previous Shlav. So, but the Maisha is Mashma that the Pshat is that by the time, I always understood that at the time when you start Shemoneh Esrei, you have to be there. I wonder out loud, maybe Maisha would have held, that's the same thing, you have to have taken the three steps back before. Last night, I called Rav Reuven Feinstein to ask him what his father held, and his rabbi said that he's going to try to call me back in half an hour, and I waited up till 3 o'clock in the morning, and no phone call. So, Bez Hashem, we'll have to wait. We'll have to Shabbos, Bez Hashem. We'll have to find out, maybe. We'll have an answer. But the Vaila, I guess you have to do like the kids of Shulchan Aruch, and Moshe. That's number one. Number two is the next Shabbat. So, Bach asked me, Amakim Kavua, do I really have to have a Malkim Kavua? I really need to have a Malkim Kavua. So, Shulchan Aruch, Simon Sadi, brings down, you do. Shulchan Aruch says, and going right in one place that halacha that you know in Shulchan Aruch, that you don't do, you're not bikkuris. He says in the first in Shulchan Aruch, and you don't do it, so then you're already in big trouble. Hayikva Malkim Litvilasa. You have to have a Malkim Litvila. Listen to his lashon. Shalo yishaneu im lo tzarich. You're not allowed to change it unless it's a tzarich. The lashon of the Aruch Hashulchan, tzarich gadol. So you have to have a makim kavua. So I'll explain this for a moment. You have to have makim kavua. The Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer called Arches Yosha. In that sefer, on page Kuf, he writes on page Sadi Zayin, he writes that Tavim Hakim Kavur is a chiev, and it's Pashit in Halacha, and it's also to change it, etc. Now, for Shneitzach, a person that we speak about, Avada, let's say a person has a Makim Kavur for Shachris, and a Makim Kavur for Mincha. He's talking that that's okay also. The idea is that I don't just stam chapa davening. The idea is that I have a Makim that I go for my special shachris. That's where I go, it's a Makim. You know, I was once speaking by seminar, I was talking about the Hilchas Tefillah, and a lot of the Halachas, the Hilchas Tefillah apply to a lady, so equals they apply to a man. So I gave an example. So I said, Lamash, a lady has to have in the house a Makim Kavua. When she davens in the house, when she davens, she also has to, it's Mefirshin the Paiskim, she bruises, she has to have a Makim Kavua in the house when she davens. You know, so I was trying to bring out a story, I realized afterward, this story means nothing to girls, only Bachim can understand the story. I was trying to bring out the Pesach Shivas, when a person has a Makim Kavua, he has his Makim, that's his Makim, I said how the Chazon Ish, one time the Chazon Ish finished davening, and then afterward they started to say Kaddish. They finished davening, they started to Kaddish, and Chazon Ish had started walking out already because there was nobody saying Kaddish. So he started walking out, and all of a sudden he hears his skadal, his skadal. So Chazon Ish stopped, turned around, went back to his makim, and stood with his makim for Kaddish. Wow. Right? Now imagine telling that. Now we know what goes on in shul every morning, right? So the Chazon Ish now just became not just like the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Right? He was just, what? He went back. What are you talking about? No, he walked out. That feels there. No. So imagine telling that story to girls, right? So?
So what? Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
But what's the idea? What's the idea? The Chazon Ish understood that the makim of where I have my siyata d'shmaya, that's it. You know, everybody say, it's like, you know, you take an arrow and you're constantly shooting it at the same place. You're constantly shooting it at the same place. So after a while, it makes a hole. But if you're shooting one there, you're shooting one there. I tell you one more interesting thing. Merta Kazakh, by Bilam, you see this Gevaldik Kazakh. Mamshik Gevaldik Kazakh. Why does it say, Ma Ben Talmide Avram, Talmide Bilam? What's it? What's Ma Ben Avram, Le Bilam? It's interesting, the connection's always Avram and Bilam. So I went so far, I don't remember where I saw it. It's like Gevaldik Kazakh. Bilam, and it's more than that. It says that a person is kaveya makom tefilasa. The Gemara in Brachas says that at his levaiga, they're going to give him such a hesped. Hi, onov, hi, chosid, hi, talmid shel Avram Avinu. He's a talmid of Avram. And the reference is mashma. He's a talmid of Avram, not a talmid of Bil. What's the problem? Why did they give this guy such a hesped? It's like Valdik Tzadik. He was kaveya makom tefilah. No. So I heard Pshat. I don't remember where I heard the Pshat. It's the Emes of Pshat. Emesi Bergman said the Pshat.
He says it.
Huh? He says this shot that I'm about to say. Yeah. Meridik, I got Nevuyim here. Meridik. You want to say it? You can say it better than me, maybe. I'll say it with a story, though. I'll say it with a story. Meridik of Shah. No, it's the MS of Shah. It must be something. I heard it from somebody that's, from previous drivers. I heard him saying it. Vos? You never know. Meridik, MS of Shah. The Pshat is that Avram Bilam comes, you know, Balak tells him, you got to curse these Jews. He goes to the, you know, Balak comes to the Rebbe, Bilam. He says, Rebbe, ichtaf a klala, if they give klali, so I'll give my klala. No, so Bilam comes, and he tries, he goes to this mokim, and he tries to curse, it's gaitnished. No, so he tells him, no, what are you doing to me? You're giving them brachas. He says, it's not me, it's Ishmir. It's the Makim. It's not going over here. Let's go to a different place. He goes to a different place. No, it's a shame. It's a chazan. They go to another shtiebel. They go to a different shtiebel. No, over here. No, we get them. They go everywhere. It doesn't work. So what does he say? What do you want? The Makim. It's not me. It's not Avram Avinu. He davens in the same place. Oh, he davens for the Yidden story in the same place. He keeps going back to the same. Doesn't work. Unsuccessful. Doesn't work. He keeps going back. And then the pasuk says, "Vishavim koymai." That Avram Avinu was misakin tefillah shachris, he went back to which place? He went back to the exact same place where the tefillah didn't go. Because Avram Avinu understood that it's not, the makim has its yata d'shmaya. It must be, it's a chesaron in me. It must be the issue is in me, it's not the chesaron in the makim. A person understands that if he has, it's not me, it's a problem, so then taka the makim will work. Now, mashallah, I'll just tell you one story. There's a fellow who came to the kailal. Came to the kailal. He tells, my wife is turning 90 years old. 90 years old. I gotta buy her a present. What do you buy ladies? 90 years old. He has all the younger lights in the kailal. What do you buy ladies? 90 years old. So everyone's trying to think, what do you buy ladies? He says, maybe a hearing aid. Don't you adopt a hearing aid, babe? He says, yeah. It's a Catholic idea. He's gonna buy it. And hearing aids be surprised. I said, no, it's Ellie. You can't surprise her with a hearing aid. What's it again? You're gonna come. It's a hearing aid. It's a special thing. You have to have your specific hearing. It does. It's okay. He says, you're right, but how am I gonna do it? I wanna surprise him. She says, look, you walk into the house. and you come, you stand by the door, and you say, Bela! What's for dinner? So if she hears you, then we know that she doesn't need to hear. If she doesn't hear you, you see, oh, so we know now we need one level volume. And there's a, and then if you see that, so you go to the next, you go to the room, say, Bela! What's for dinner? And then again, you know, if she doesn't hear you, get closer. It's like a public idea. Okay. So he comes into the house, he knocks on the door. Bela, what's for dinner? Garnished. Yeah. He comes a little closer, he knocks on the door. Bela, what's for dinner? Garnished. Garnished. 3, 4 times. Finally goes over here. All right, don't worry. Bela! Bela! He screams at me. What's it? She said, I told you 4 times! There's all potatoes! So, sometimes, you know, we're looking, where's the chasarin? The chasarin's in Vienna. You know, it reminds me of another story. There was once a maizer, the milchiker, they took him to Beis Din. They took him to Beis Din. He says, me? Everyone likes me. Why are they taking me to Beis Din, Bechal? Why are they taking me to Beis Din? He says, don't know. He says, Beis Din, there's the baker. Doife, the Sarah Eichendor. He says, you, Ganif. Why Ganif? He says, every day I buy from you cheese, a kilo of cheese. And now I find it's got 900 grams, 800 grams. It's a labor day. I clap. It's going on. Ganif. Ganif. So the Dayan says to him, no, let's weigh it. It's Taka. He's right. No, what's going on? He says, I don't have a scale. He says, what? You sell cheese. You don't have a scale. Then now you're supposed to. I'm a simple yid. It says in the Torah. The Torah says you make a mazanayim. You take up. I took a stick. I took a stick. I took a string. I put a over here a plate on this side. I put a plate on this side. And I take something that's a kilo. And I weigh it against it. So he says, so what do you use? He says, well, every morning I go to the bakery, I buy a loaf of bread, it says it's a kilo, I put it on the dough, I put it on this, and I see if it weighs a kilo. Sometimes we look at the other guy, and so it's the mokim is the opposite. The mokim tefillah has a tremendous koyach. I tell you, Chaim Kanievsky writes something, it's a very strange thing. In Page Study Zion, he talks over there about a mokim with kaveh tefillah. He writes it to Chiev, he writes, you're not allowed to change it. Like we said, this is my mokim, I always daven here. This is where I have my tziyat d'shmaya. So if my shachris is here, it's my shachris. If it's my mincha, here, it's my mincha. The person wants to have one for shachris. Some places can say, if he wants to have one for Shabbos, he has a specific mokim. But there has to be some kind of a level of seder to the daven. Once there's a seder, it's not just a hefka, just chapa davening. If there's a mokim I go to get my siyata d'shmaya, that's called a mokim kavua l'tfilasa, and I don't change it. If he has no choice, he has to go out. Yeah.
Someone's in your seat.
If he's in your seat, so then the Paiskim Shapiro says like this, you know, sometimes the matzav is your mamish within Dalad Amis of your seat. So that's still in your mokim. The idea of the mokim kavua is, I explained to you the mir, he says. It's a mir that we can all relate to. He says, why do you need a mokim kavua? It's just a haven, a pshatim, not, you know, with arrows and getting. He says, very simple. You go to mokim kavua. He says, we know what goes on during davening. There's so many interesting things that are taking place. Look at that. Look at the wall. There's a crack. That's an interesting fact. And it's much more interesting than Baruch Shalom. Look at it. You saw that? Look at two lines. And so if you're in that same place every single day, say after a while, you know the cracks, you know the whole chevy, you know the matziv, you know the guy sitting next to you. So you don't get a, you have a mokim, and you'll be able to concentrate on nothing but boyve oilam. So if you're within Dalet Amis, then Mishabur said, that's also okay. Also okay. So you have to know the matziv. Sometimes it's another bakri, he understands, he sees you, he looks okay. Sometimes it's a person, he comes from outside, he's not from yeshiva. You came a little late also. So you sit next to him. If it's not within Dalet Amis, if it's within Dalet Amis, certainly you can let him sit there. But the idea of Makam Tvila, you have a chiyuv. But Tamir Dikazach, Rechai Kanievsky in this sefer, on page 97, he talks about Kaveh Makam Tvila, your chayiv, and then 3 pages later, out of nowhere, he just starts throwing fire and brimstone. He throws from the sefer Agan, it's a Kabbalistic sefer, he throws it mamish, that a person has to be Kaveh in his leiv, that everything, I can't say the words, but everything bad and the worst Shrekel Chazachin, he writes it over there, Mefurish, the worst Shrekel Chazachin, terrible things that happen to him, his children, frankly, the worst things in the world, he writes, are as a result of not having a Mokim Kavua L'Tfilah. So the answer to this question, the answer is yes, you have to have a Mokim Kavua L'Tfilah. Next. Okay, the next Shaila. This is interesting. This is a Shantazah. Somebody asked me that, he said, Ashkenazim is Fardi Bacher. Ashkenazim Machmir, that when they daven with their mind, Derech Kodesh HaKadoshim, Derech Eretz Yisrael, Derech Yerushalayim, Derech Kodesh HaKadoshim, Derech Shah Shemayim. Says my Ashkenazim Machmir. So I told him, it's an interesting question. Shulchan Aruch says you have to daven from the first Shulchan Aruch, that the way Shlomo HaMelech made the Beis HaMikdash was in a tzura that whenever you'll daven and you'll direct in your lave, not just we know the concept of, you remember this for the rest of your life, Shulchan Aruch Simen Tzad, which direction, is all about which directions you're supposed to daven. So we know we daven Mizrach. Mizrach means not Mizrach, it means we daven in Derech. So we know we're supposed to situate our body in that direction. And we all know that. You know, there's always that one guy in the airport. You know, everyone's trying to figure out where's Mizrach, and there he is. He's got like six compasses, and he comes out, and this and that, and he's facing. I tell you, in the airport, yeah, the Iker is the Davin, not facing Erva, not facing the Oilam, and the Chulet. Not to be worrying much as this. But there's another halacha that the Oilam doesn't know, which is Mefrush Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's important to face directions. It's Ad Kedikach. I don't know, over here, where's it's a little bit that way. Right? It's a little bit toward the left a little bit, if I'm not mistaken, right? I think that's where we are. The Ma'is of Mishabru is Mashma, that B'kai Gavne, you shouldn't face the Arnak Odish. You should face a little bit, the slant. You should face, the Oilam should slant, and some do. I'm saying, I mean, I know. I have no Be'amincha. He's supposed to face a little bit, the slant, the Mishabru says, to the Derech of Yerushalayim, of the Derech of the Geisel, the Derech of the Beis HaMikdash. But there's another halacha, the Sfarid Bach Gezmer, the Ashkenazim do this halacha. Now, I'll explain to you the Sfarid Bach, and I'll explain to you where his kasha is. Shulchan Aruch says Mefurish that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he built in the tzura that when you daven with your lave, your kavanah should be before you start davening that my tefillah should go derech Eretz Yisrael, derech Yerushalayim, in your lave also, not just in your direction, but in your mindset should be that that's how you daven. I'm going derech Eretz Yisrael, derech Yerushalayim, derech. We're a little bit closer. It's not too hard, boys. You're halfway there. All you have to do is derech the Yerat God, derech the Kais Atas derech Shashamayim. So he wanted to know why, because in the Sfardi Sidurim, it says it on top of the page, Vashman Asrei, that before you should do it, before you dive in, this should be your kavanah. Now, Ashkenazi Sidurim, it doesn't say it. I'm going to tell you something very interesting. Right? Not only do Ashkenazim have to do it, right, but there's maybe 200-300 halachas over here from Simen Tzadi all the way to Simen Kuf Chav Ches and Hilchos Shmoneh Esrei, maybe 300 halachas. Right? And I'm going to tell you, what are the two most important halachas in Shmoneh Esrei? No, you have to have a lot of plates to be able to say such a thing. No? You have to have big shoulders to say the two most important halachas in all of Shmoneh Esrei. Two most important halachas. And there's 300 plati halachas. So the two, so I'll tell you how I know this. I'm going to tell you, the first most important halacha is Kavanah. And if you daven me'ayimek aleif and kavana, that's the first most. The second is this halacha. This is the second most important halacha in all of Shmoneh Esrei. How do I know this? So the sefer, the Chafetz Chaim has a sefer. I checked today. I don't know if the other has one of you. The sefer in the Kol Kitzvei Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim has a sefer called Machaneh Yisrael. Machaneh Yisrael is a sefer written to the fellows that were going to the army. And in those days, it was a death sentence. It was a death sentence in Ruchnius. It was a death sentence in Gashmius. It was a death sentence in psychological, emotional. It was a death sentence. So Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer, where in that sefer, he basically gives him his Jewish handbook, in Munah, Bitochen, Halacha, Shkofa, everything he needs to get him through the army. That's what it is. In Perek, I think it was Yidal, if you bait, I don't have one in front of me, he has in Perek there, Bitochen. He says something there, which is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Klapei, not so much in Ilchus Tefila also, but unbelievable. He writes it like this. Let's say you fall into the hands, he writes a basic handbook for soldiers. He says, what if you fall into the hands of the enemies? You're in the hands of the enemies. So, you know, you're talking about, but he's like, he's in the pot. He's there in the pot. The enemies are there, and they're cutting up the carrots. There he is. He's sitting there in the pot. There's boiling a dozen. They're putting the spice in the pot. And he's in the pot. Eh? So Chafetz Chaim writes these words to him. He writes, Al Yipolipoi. Don't be broken. He's in the pot. He's in the pot. There's another guy next to the celery, his carrots. It's not the hot mikvah, boy. It's the one where they cook the chickens. And he's sitting over there, and it's all over. And they're sitting there, and they're putting on aprons, and they get the forks and the knives. And he says, Al Yipolipoi. Don't be nervous. What are you being upset for? He says, he's talking to a person in the army. Where do I know this from? I didn't have a say to sit and learn Machaneh Yisrael. Maybe when I read it, I didn't pay so much attention to it. But I used to give a shir in an old age home. And there was a yid there who told me, I was once talking about the Sefer Machaneh Yisrael, some other halacha he has. He said, he came to me afterward. He says to me, that Sefer, is I'm alive today because of that Sefer. So he showed me this parrot with Aleph Yibbeis, whoever was in Bitochen. He told me that he was captured by the enemies, and because of this, it gave him so much chizik, he wasn't Sibrachen, and he was stark, and he survived. And he's alive today. Don't be upset. He writes, the enemy, they can turn around, they can become your friend. They could turn around, they could look, look, it's like a little shroggy thing inside the pot over there. It doesn't have some lean meat, doesn't nishke, it's got nothing. Right? And they can turn around for carrot, they can become your friend. I said to Mishabura, the Chafetz Chaim says. Then he goes on, at the end of that shtickle, it's a long paragraph of Emunah and B'tochas Gevaldik. At the end of that paragraph, he says something, Noir Noirois, Hafla V'fela. He writes at the end, and he says, but you should also know that you have to daven. He says, and you should know this davening, that you're davening at this point, when you really need something deep down, you don't have to daven, it doesn't have to even be with Tzur Shimon Asrei. He says, it doesn't even have to be B'loshin HaKadosh. It can be from the Mamelashin, it can be from English, it can be from Yiddish, whatever is your Mamelashin. He says, but the davening has to have, at least, it has to have two things. When you want the davening to be in its most effective, and here you need it to work. He said, not only that, it could be this davening's deraisa because you're in an eisitzara. So he's about to tell us what two things I need that are so integral and so important to davening that this is the guarantee. That's what he writes, the guarantee that it will work. So he writes, so number one, it has to be ma'oimek libay. It has to be from the deep in the depth of your heart and stomach when you're in there, darting in the pot. So it's going to be gone deep at us. He says, and if you can cry, halavai. That's even better. If you can even cry, halavai, more cup on a slave, right? You'll be crying. Don't halavai. But then he writes, number two, right? He says you have to daven derech Eretz Yisrael, derech Yerushalayim, derech Kodesh HaKadoshim, ad Shaar Shemayim. He says, u'bevada yishmalai, bevadai they'll listen to him, bevada Hashem will listen, v'kai gavna. The Ashkenazim have to do this halacha also. Why is it not on the top of the page in the Siddur? Because talking to the Benish Chai and Parshas Yisrael, he brings down, this is a Gevaldik halacha, and it's so important, you should make yourself a simon, so you remember to do this halacha. So you should take a piece of paper, write it down, the Benish Chai says, and put it right before Shemoneh Esrei, so you don't forget to do this halacha. So I guess, you know, the Svardim, gosh, take a lazy ass. So one guy just wrote it on top of the Siddur, and they were, so the Ashkenazim, we still have to write it in. Have a little piece of paper, and you write it, and you put it in the front of your Shemoneh Esrei. Next halacha. Okay. Azay. Bowing. He asked me, how do you bow? No. So I always thought, right? This is what I thought. Baruch. Okay? If anybody does like me, it's good. Baruch. You bend the knees. The Baruch. The Berkai. Baruch. Ato. Ato. And go down. Ato. Now, where do you... At what point do you come up?
Before Hashem.
You come up before Hashem?
Well,
yeah? Before Hashem?
Yeah.
Does everybody come up here before Hashem? The Gemara says, Hashem Zaykev Kufim. Right? Which means that you have to be standing. That's what I always thought. Hashem Zaykev Kufim. So he told me, his minig is not like that. He said, his minig is not like that. His minig is to come up. Now, I must tell you, Agav, the Arizal, I think some Chassidim and even some Svardim have a totally different minig than this. They have a whole different minig. They have a minig where they're bowing the head. It's a different minig a little bit. They're bowing. If anybody has that minig, I'll go into it, but it doesn't. You have that minig. You know, how do you do it? Right. They don't bend the knees. They go, Baruch. Then their head is still up when they're bowing. Right? Their head goes down like this. Baruch. Atah. Then they bow the head. Then they come up. Hashem Zayi Kif Kufi. I must tell you, he told me as a minig not like this. And I remember, you know, Dorten in the Haim, in Sat Mecheder, on Megat Learn, what they taught us was, you come up with Hashem. I remember hearing Gizad Nosech. I think a lot of people have that, I think a lot of people have that minig also. I found in the Rosh Yosef, Taka the Prima Godin, he Taka says that, how he says it. He says, you come up with Hashem. In Brachos also maybe. I must tell you that in the Mishapura, I can't be Machri here. I don't know. Mishapura, it's the same blush, and he just says, you come up. He doesn't say come up before Hashem. I don't know over here. I still, that one I didn't change. Because the nice, I think it's Taka Hashem Zaykev Kufim. And you're supposed to be up already when you're saying Hashem's name. But if anybody has that minig that he comes up with Hashem, I can't say it's wrong. We'll leave it like that. Number one. Number two, I'm going to start with the Makash up here. Be very careful. What's the most important bracha in Shemoneh Esrei? Now, don't tell me the first bracha. You know that, obviously, because you don't have kavana, you're not yaitze, and you might as well jump off a cliff. But not, I'm not talking about that. I mean, we'll go like this. In the bakashas, right? So what's the most important bracha in Shemoneh Esrei? I had a group of bachur in my house until last week. I asked this question. Oh, I was torturing them. It's a group of bachur from a little bit more of a modern yeshiva, and they were all trying with the very firm answers. You know, one of them is like, Asemech Tavid Avdecha. I was like, come on, you don't really have to mind during that bachur, you liar. come on. So, and then one guy goes, you know, come on, what's the answer? Come on, I'll torture you guys a little also. Still have my fun. I don't have a TV here, but I say, come on. No? A striker, come on. It's the most important moment, Jonah. Come on. Wild trial. Show them no. So, we know what the answer we're supposed to say is, come on. Ata, Chayne, Torah, right? About that, right?
I saw him
Kavana this morning. Atachayim is the most important part. Right? So some people, they come and they say, Atachayim. Some people, they come and they say, so then the really firm answer is, you know, how could you choose? Right? I love all my children equal. Okay. Some say, Shmakaleinu, because you know it's mamish. You know? Okay, so I asked this question. As embarrassed as I asked this question to Rav Matisyahu Salomon. So I asked him this question. And he told me, Tkabishoifer. So he told me. From answer. Yeah? Now explain to his parents. He said, what's a pshat? He said, pshat. He said, if you think about what's Tkabishoifer, Tkabishoifer is the start. I mean, explaining it. He didn't explain it to me, but this is what he means. Tkabishoifer is the start of all of the Haskolas HaGeula, of all the Talich, the Mashiach, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Now, when we get all that, you get that, the Tkabi Shoifer, once that occurs, so then we took care of all the next six, seven brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, and for Shteitzach, once that's taken care of, so then the first 5, 6, the Refahenus and the Adchainins and everything, the Rashba says that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the floodgates of Chachma will be opened. You'll understand every Taisvis, every Rashba, you'll understand. So Mamela will take care of, once you say Tkabi Shoifer, you get that, you take care of that way, you take care of that way, and Shalom HaYisrael. I'm going to tell you a Chiddush. Because again, why am I saying? Because the Bachar asked me this question. The Bachar over here asked me this question. Right? Where should I have the most kavana in Shemoneh Esrei? Except for the first bracha, I say yes. So the firm turretim, all of them. No. But the Mishabura answers this kasha. No. I have to ask it to Matasyahu. It's a Mefirsh Mishabura. Mishabura is an entire simon. You learned the entire simon today. Kuf Tes Vav. The entire simon is called Tam Birchas Atachainen. The reason for Atachainen. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Mimeisha Maisa Adam Nebehema." Because what's more of you than a farm animal? Is what? Habina Vaseichel. Is the fact you have brains. So therefore they were Kaveh Atachain in the first bracha because the main being ain't Tfilah. You don't have brains. There's no doubt. This is Mishabura. So like Mishabura, married to Mishabura. He says, Oy Tam Al Seida Brachas is because Atachain is the first Shelos Chachim Das Ba'adam. Bilav Dachi Taivam. He says, if you don't ask the Baruch Shalom for brains, for Seichel, for Das, so then you're better off being miscarried. V'achain Tzarchel, this is my rights. Just said the words. Shabru just said, this is the ikker thing you must ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for. What do you have to ask? Sheyitinai, to give me seichel v'das limois bira v'livchor batoiv. To choose good and to disdain evil, the ability to choose. You have to answer the Ribbono Shel Olam every day, Atachayim, not because of Torah, not the from Torah, not Atachayim because Atachayim is Torah. It's Atachayim, please Ribbono Shel Olam, give me Seichel to choose what's right. And Mishabur goes on, he says, now the whole Seder of Davening flows, Pashit, right? Now after it was Mishabur, he says, now you say Ashiveinu, because now I go, oh my goodness, now I realize I have Seichel, I can choose from the right, from the wrong. So now, Ashiveinu, take me back. I want to come back. I want to choose always the right. And I realized there were times I did not choose right. And then after you said, Ibn Shlach Lanu, for those times that I didn't choose right. And the v'cheina, that's how it goes. That's how the Dev Shmasei. But this is the Ikra Bracha. This is the Ikra Bracha, Rabbi Yisai. Shmoneh Esrei is the ability, begging the Ibn Shlach, to choose right from wrong. I have one more thing to say, but I think, is there another Shina? Is there another Shina? What? But then we'll stop here. We'll continue next. I have a few more things over here to torture the island. Play together. Beth Hashem, we'll continue next time. You have a wonderful Shabbos, please.